Back on Downtown, and it is time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank. We welcome in, as we do every Friday this time of year, our friend Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports. How are you on this Friday, Mark?
Doing all right. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing very well. It turned out to be a nicer day than I expected today. Great day for some baseball and softball, or if you are the boss and you can work this out, a great day to get out of work and take the rest of the evening off.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan for today. The plan right now is to catch a couple big baseball games tomorrow over at Foxcroft Academy, but we still have plenty of recaps and all that for tonight and all weekend.
Absolutely. Well, what's gone on this week of interest in the baseball and softball world?
Well, I think a big one is Hamden in Class A. They're 5-0. They had a big win over Messalonsky. That was pretty big. And I think Washington Academy and Foxcroft, the teams I mentioned in baseball, kind of separate themselves and kind of setting themselves up for, if somebody could win both games of the doubleheader tomorrow, they got a pretty good, not a lot because there's still half a season left after that, but a pretty good, to position themselves for a good spot in the playoffs there.
So you mentioned Foxcroft tomorrow. Who's on the schedule there?
As I said, we hope to be over there covering that game, and they host Washington Academy, who has been really great this year. It's the both teams' biggest test. Foxcroft had a big win last weekend over a walk-off win over Orono, a tough Orono team. And I know this is the Raiders, Washington Academy's biggest test, too. So, and the softball games between those two teams should be good, too. A doubleheader where Washington Academy comes in undefeated. Foxcroft, they played MCI twice this week. MCI is off to a great start in softball this year, and MCI got two big wins over them.
Excellent, excellent. And how about next week? What's coming up for games to circle on the calendar?
Well, a couple games here. Nokomis is playing Belfast coming up. And that's a big one. Belfast, Herman, Nokomis kind of separated themselves in Class B softball here early in the year. Old Town Caribou Baseball doubleheader tomorrow. That's definitely a big doubleheader. Those two, those are two that haven't played a lot of games. And most teams have played up to between 5 and 7 games right now. Old Town's only played 3, and Caribou's only played 4. So a doubleheader tomorrow for them, and kind of see where those two teams are in the early season here. So and Herman MTI. Softball doubleheader is a big one tomorrow, too, so something to look forward to.
You mentioned Hamden Baseball. That's my old roommate John Perry getting it done there.
Yeah, off to a great start. They're kind of showing the...
Oh, did we lose Mark? Oh.
Coon Bangor, who had a big win over Brewer earlier this week. So again, they played Messalonsky here this weekend, so that's a big one.
Boy, in the world of high school athletics, I don't know if you've dealt with them along the way, but an old friend of mine I saw is hanging it up after a long stretch as athletic administrator the last several years down at Thornton Academy, one of the best in the business, Gary Stevens, getting done.
I haven't had a lot of direct contact with him, but he's definitely very in recent years been very active on social media and very cooperative. Anytime anybody I know has had to kind of encounter any interactions with him. So yeah, he's definitely one of those that is highly talked about by anybody in the state.
And that is such a tough job. I did that job for 1 year as athletic director, athletic administrator, and I think it took 5 years off my life. Tough job, but boy, those who are good at it are so good and provide so many opportunities for their student athletes. And so I salute anybody doing that job and doing it well. But best of luck to Gary, who's been doing a great job for a long, long time there. Well, Mark, great to catch up with you as always. Enjoy that rare Friday night off tonight and the games tomorrow, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right, thanks for having me, Rich.
You got it. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. Follow them for all the scores, highlights, interviews, and so much more, not just in the high school ranks, but college as well. And Mark joins us every Friday here on Downtown for our High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire. serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And buy the first. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.